This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Reports up at InfoWars.com, but here's part of it. Richard Reeves talks to Bernie Sanders supporters. Who are they going to support if he loses? Their answers are very important.
Already voted.
Oh, you already voted?
Sure.
Well, come here. Come here.
All right, we want,
here, what's your name, sir?
Wyatt Tackle.
Wyatt, tell us who you voted for.
I voted for Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders. So a lot of your comrades here on campus voted for Bernie Sanders, evidently, right?
That is the impression I get, yes.
So when you talk to your comrades, what do they think about Donald J. Trump?
That he's their second choice.
Really? Second choice?
Yeah.
No, this is a new thing here now. Explain to us why they would, that Donald J. Trump would be the second choice for Bernie Sanders supporters.
Because they value that he's not an establishment candidate, and then he doesn't take big money from other people, and his name isn't Hillary Clinton.
Wow. So, folks, there's something I've been talking about for a while, is I think the number two guy for a lot of Bernie Sanders folks is Donald J. Trump. And here we have confirmation from a young man here at UT. So you already voted, or you're going to vote?
I already voted.
Okay. So besides Bernie Sanders and Trump, who did you look at? Who did you consider?
That was really pretty much it.
So that makes it pretty, so pretty much anti-establishment.
Absolutely. That's very important to me.
And reports up at InfoWars.com, and we should do more of these, but the polls are showing a lot of them are going to go Trump. And then they ask, well, would you go for Cruz or Rubio? And they say no. And that's what the numbers are showing. It's an anti-establishment revolt against the donor class, which is the globalist. And, of course, they're freaked out at Trump saying he'll bypass them. He's already bypassed them, spending a fraction in the campaign of what others have, and not spending money on radio and TV ads and newspaper ads. So the whole system, the whole stinking system that has hijacked the country and maneuvered us to this point is so upset. The big bad news is, though, looks like they're getting ready. He's got a big announcement he's making tomorrow. It'll probably be that he's looking to run for president to try to make it look like, you know, people begging to do it. Mitt Romney. And Carson says he's just about to get out, so we'll follow all of that very, very closely. I want to jam in one more call. The folks want to hold it. We'll probably talk tonight. Craig in California, thanks for holding. Craig, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Pleasure to get to talk to you. Thanks so much for having me on the air.
Please don't thank me. Thank you.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for the discount on the stuff, because I did take advantage of the sale this weekend.
Thank you.
And I was a skeptical supporter of the products just to support the show, and I got the male vitality, and it really does make the blood flow. And I ordered three new products this time. So,
by the way, I'm not somebody, I don't want to get graphic, but this is medical here, you know, I'm being honest. I mean, I don't have a problem, let's just say that, but I forgot what it was like to be 18. So I already had, you know, good, you know, stamina and vitality, but it's like, whoa, 40-something, I really forgot. Man, wow, I didn't realize that, and it's not even really designed for that. It's just the libido. How many days did it take you to notice something different in the morning?
Like 6 days, and I'm 50 years old, and I feel like a teenager in the morning. But let's talk about Trump, because I feel like he's already my president, and we're living in super exciting times, and I'm watching the cheating going on because I'm not someone who watches a lot of television, but I obviously am interested in the election, so I'm paying attention, and I'm seeing a lot of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming going on to make Trump look bad and to make Rubio look good. And
sure, well, he doesn't do all the polished stuff like they do, and the way they talk to you like you're five and do all that, yeah.
Well, neuro-linguistic programming is deeper than that. It's actually trying to program people with words and anchoring. You know, you can Google it, and you can actually change people's and program people's
minds. No, I know. All these tricksters study all these things. I mean, I know, and Delphi techniques and all that. But it just can't stand up against old-fashioned primal instincts and common sense. But God bless you, Craig. Sorry I'm out of time. David Knight is coming up, and he has got a lot of stuff he's going to be covering. So in 3 minutes when we come back, out of the gates. We've got the relief stallion here on the Pony Express coming out of the gate to finish up the transmission, David Knight. And then, Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m., plus the Nightly News Tonight, 7.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for this hour. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about CNN and the mainstream media continuing to beat the dead horse of the KKK accusations. But we're also going to talk about the stalking horse, who I think is Marco Rubio, a stalking horse for Mitt Romney. We're going to talk about that aspect of it. We're also going to talk about a very interesting story that Rob Jacobson brought to my attention about a Utah sheriff who says that he will deputize every citizen in his county if necessary to stop the abuses of the Forest Service. We're going to talk about what's going on. We have to remember that this pushback, the Sagebrush Rebellion, is something that is going on across America. It's going on from Texas to Oregon to Utah to Nevada, many different places. And these are people, government, you don't want to mess with, okay? These are real men who will stand up and fight for their living. They work hard. They have been there on the land for a long time, and they don't take this kind of stuff from tyrants, okay? This is where this is going to break down. So we're going to talk to you about that first. But I want to talk about the local situation, because we had a caller earlier today that was talking to Alex, and Alex was talking about how we need to get delegates, we need to fight this at the local level, and we do. We need to take over control of the local parties. We need to make sure that we have control of the delegates. We need to wrest this thing away from the establishment party. I've played that video over and over again of Reince Priebus saying, this isn't an election, essentially. I'm paraphrasing him. The CNN correspondent, Allison Camerato, was absolutely amazed at the way he was responding to things. He said, you have to understand what the process is here. These guys are auditioning to join us, and motioning with his hands like they're going to join us. And she said, well, yeah, kind of, but we have an election going on here. And voters, and goes, no. You're not hearing me. They are auditioning to join us. Okay, it's their private country club. You aren't a member, okay? Just going back to the George Carlin thing. You know, it's a club and you ain't in it, folks. That's their attitude. We can take this thing from them. There's more of us than there are of them, and we can push them out of the way if we know the right things to do. Now, here's one of the right things to do. Here's an article from the Texas Tribune, came out today, talking about what's going on here in Travis County, the county where the Texas Capitol is involved. A fight for control of the GOP. A newly elected chair of the Republican County, the Republican Party here in Travis County, they say he was tweeting on election night about former Governor Rick Perry's sexual orientation, also insisting that members of the Bush family should be in jail. This is a guy who is now the newly elected chair of the GOP. They say he also found time to call Hillary Clinton an angry bull dyke and accuse his county vice chair of betraying the values of the Republican Party. But he said, the people have spoken. His name is Robert Morris. He won the helm of the Travis County GOP. He got 54% of the vote. He said, my friends and neighbors and political supporters wanted Robert Morrow. Now, his election as Republican chair of the fifth largest county in Texas, they say, left several members of the Travis County GOP apoplectic, particularly Matt McCowiak, I guess is how you pronounce his name. But this is a guy who is the vice chair, and he is something of an establishment man. Listen to what he said. He said, we will explore every single option that exists, whether it be persuading him to resign, trying to force him to resign, constraining his power, removing his ability to spend money, resisting any attempt for him to access data or our social media account. He said, I'm treating this as a coup, as a hostile takeover. Well, yeah, I understand that it is. And when you do that, it's going to get more hostile. You want to fight? You got one. Okay, right here in Travis County. And so the response of Robert Morris, he said, he told the Tribune, tell them they can go F themselves. Okay, he's not backing down. And he says, even as McCowiak attempts to unseat Morrow, Morrow has called McCowiak's own conservative credentials into question, especially because of recent tweets from him that included the hashtag never Trump. Okay, he says, I don't even think McCowiak, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name properly, is going to support the Republican nominee who is probably going to be Trump, said Morrow. What kind of traitor to the party is Mac McCowiak? The incredible amount of damage someone like him does to the party, and he's a, well, I won't repeat it. Okay, he says, the Republican Party, I would hope, is about limited government with a libertarian perspective, but it's a big tent. There are many factions in it, and that's okay with me, said Morrow. Well, you know what? Morrow, the GOP sees itself as a closed country club. We're all auditioning to join them. And, you know, you just didn't use the right kind of language. You didn't kiss the ring. You don't understand that this is not a libertarian perspective, but a globalist perspective. But I think Morrow does understand that. And I think there is going to be a fight. And there needs to be a fight at the local level. We don't need to use a lot of foul language, but we don't need to bow down to these guys either, okay? This was a takeover, and they may not like it, but it is not their private country club. We have to understand that's the way they've been running this two-party system. And we have to understand that I don't believe that a two-party system is something that we need to have. Pretty much every other country in the world, even Russia, you know, which went from a one-party system to a multi-party system, they have multiple parties. Can you make a decision when you go into the grocery store? Are you threatened when you see multiple choices for peanut butter or for cornflakes? No, you can handle it. You really can. And we can really handle multiple choices in the establishment. And you know what? It would really clean up these races as well. Because if you start attacking everybody, you know, like a Marco Rubio or something, then people start looking at you as the one with a problem. It doesn't really have an effect at that point. I think when you have multiple parties, it forces people to talk about issues more than personalities. And that's what we want to get to. And even if you're going to have two parties, the question is, do we really want it to be the Democrats and the Republicans? One of the things that we can do is take these guys over from the inside and change the Republican Party. We don't necessarily have to change the name or the branding or whatever. We just take the thing over, but we have to do it at the grassroots level. We have to do it from the ground up. Now, before I go to this important story about what's going on with the Sagebrush Rebellion, let's talk a little bit about last night's election and the fact that I talked about how Marco Rubio is increasingly becoming transparent as a stalking horse for the establishment, if not for Mitt Romney, for somebody else. Here's an interesting article that I thought was really funny last night from the Huffington Post. Headline, Marco Rubio loses 9 more states, falls to 1 in 13 on the election season. Actually, after this was written, it went to 1 in 14 because he didn't win in Alaska either. They said, Senator Marco Rubio lost primaries or caucuses in at least 9 states on Tuesday, moving his record in the race for Republican presidential nomination to 1 in 14. That's a worse record through the first 14 contests than the worst teams in the NFL last year. The Cleveland Browns and the Tennessee Titans at least managed to win 3 of their first 14 games. They say Rubio, whom the media proclaimed the real winner of 3 of the first 4 presidential primaries after he finished behind Donald Trump in all 4. Yeah, he had a second place, a third place, two third places, I think, and a fifth place. Rubio lost even more on Tuesday, they say. Despite this impressive burst of losing, some people remained eager to spin the news for Rubio and against Trump. And they've got some tweets in here from various people. Some of them you may recognize, like Hugh Hewitt, one of the moderators. How moderate is that? Okay, you know, a moderator means somebody that doesn't have sides. Do you see that in the debates, or do you see viciously partisan questions on the same issues over and over again with these debates? That's what I see. So here's Hugh Hewitt. He says, Arkansas was also too close to call. Wow, another surprise. Momentum tonight is flowing against Donald Trump, even as he racks up most of the wins. desperate to try to spin this in a way that it is not going. Even as he racks up most of the wins, the momentum is flowing against him. Yeah, well, okay, he won Arkansas too, I believe. Anyway, Ben White, nobody is talking about it, but wouldn't Rubio winning Minnesota be kind of a big deal, at least to end the he hasn't won anything line? Okay, there you go. He got one. He got one caucus. And another one from Tim Alberta. If Rubio doesn't win anywhere tonight, the story will be Kasich playing the spoiler in Virginia. He's in double digits in Fairfax. Loudon and Prince William. Well, no, actually, Kasich wasn't the spoiler. He didn't spoil anything in Virginia. He didn't spoil anything in Vermont. He didn't even win there, okay? Now, actually, the story is that the candidate of the Republican establishment is still losing. This is the Huffington Post. Good for them. Good for them for pointing this out. Rubio showed Tuesday that he can beat Trump in 1 or 2 out of every 15 tries. There you go. That's our guy. That's the establishment champion right there, Mr. Bronze Medal. And they go on and say, in January, Rubio's team said he'd finished 3rd in Iowa, 2nd in New Hampshire, and 1st in South Carolina. They called it the 3-2-1 strategy. Well, Rubio actually finished 5th in New Hampshire, 2nd in South Carolina, where he didn't get a single delegate, where every one of the delegates went to Donald Trump. And so they say, after Tuesday night, maybe we should rename the 3-2-1 strategy something like 3-5-2-2-3-2-3-2-3-3-3-1-3-2-3 strategy. Yeah. Mr. Bronze Medal. And they say, sadly, he's not even the Tennessee Titans, so he can't even count on a first pick in next year's draft. Okay? But it doesn't stop Rubio. Here's the headlines from CNN. Rubio rejoices, we fought Trump to a draw. This is what he actually said on CNN, talking to Jay Tapper. He says, his numbers, Trump's numbers are coming down, our numbers are going up. Really? Really? By what measure, Marco? I mean, you're absolutely in fantasy land. By percentages, by the number of people who voted, by delegates won, you're losing big time. Your numbers are going down relative to his. That's the point. That, yeah, you got a couple of delegates. Okay, great. But that doesn't mean your numbers are going up, and they certainly aren't going up at a faster rate. And so Tom Brokaw actually trolls him and says, oh, Marco Rubio looked like a guy who was running for student council president who didn't have a date to the prom. Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the deal. Rubio doesn't have a chance. Is he crazy? Is he delusional? Or when he says that you don't win by winning states, is that crazy or is it really a revelation of the method? Is he really just being set up as a stalking horse? Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about that angle.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Super Tuesday. I want to take a couple of calls that have been hanging on here. Wild, WLD in Wisconsin, and Stephen in Florida. Hang on, I'm going to get to you in just a moment. Before I do, I want to let everybody know that we have a new sale, a flash sale. This is going to be, typically flash sales are just one day. I don't see that on the sheet here. A flash sale, though, for Silver Bullet, 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. For a limited time, get Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for an unprecedented 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Silver Bullet is our silver formulation concentrated to a powerful 30 parts per million, about three times stronger than most colloidal silver that's out there. We've already sold out of many products on InfoWarsLife.com because of our leap year sale. But we're expected to sell out of Silver Bullet through this sale, so act quickly. This is an unprecedented 50% off Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, 30 parts per million. And that's at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go to Wild in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Wild.
How are you doing this tonight? I have a bold conversation starter T-shirt idea. I'm sure you're familiar with the Bad Hour or French Malheur refuge situation that we just had.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking about something related to that coming up in the next segment. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not sure if I would be bold enough to wear it, but on the front I was thinking to have his name was Lavoie Finicum. His name was Lavoie Finicum. His name was Lavoie Finicum, like over and over. And then like 11 kids on the back or hands up, don't shoot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, or maybe like the Spartacus thing, you know, I am Lavoie Finicum. I really am angry about what happened there. It was totally unjustified in my opinion. We've talked about that. We've looked at the shooting, and in terms of the way it was handled, you've got one officer who comes out there, exposes himself potentially to a threat from that vehicle that's parked, if it's such a threat that they need to kill him, and then after he's dead, spend a very long time hurling flash grenades and shooting the shooting at the people in that van, that he shouldn't have pulled himself out behind it to come after Lavoie Finicum. Then the other guy who comes from the other direction is shooting at Lavoie Finicum, and he has his own officers in the crosshairs. Kind of what we're seeing with the FBI and what they're doing with the iPhone. I mean, this stuff is not only evil, but it's incredibly incompetent. It's absolutely amazing. I agree with you. Let's go quickly to another call. Let's take Stephen in Florida. Stephen, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, David. First of all, I wanted to say that I disavow Alex's calls for disavowal. And so I think that should about cover it. But
yeah, we're not
going to
beat that dead horse anymore. Go ahead.
As far as this whole election situation, there's something I've still got nagging thought in the back of my mind, and that is that Larry Nichols has alluded to this in his interviews with Alex. I'm still not counting out Obama pulling the national emergency / martial law trigger so that he can declare himself king and dictator and stay in power. I'm not going to be surprised at all if we don't end up having an election, because the way everything is being set up and going, Mr. McAfee just alluded to a possibility, a very real possibility of an EMP attack, and with the way we're goading and provoking our enemies that have the capability to do that, I really see that coming for one thing. And then, of course, with the economy and everything else, and I'm not a pessimist, I'm a realist, and I can't help but look at everything and think that, you know, there's a very real possibility, even with momentum Trump's got, that, you know, that may be the way they decide to stop him ultimately, is to just not allow the election to take place whatsoever. People need to keep that in mind.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised at anything that happens. And if we have a massive event of some sort, whether it's real or a false flag, you can imagine that the government is just ready to unleash on everybody. When you look at the way they conducted themselves at the Oscars the other day, we had some footage that was sent to us by somebody on the scene, and we have that article. You can see that at InfoWars.com. It was absolutely amazing what they were doing to people there for the Oscars, and it's every event now. They ramp it up, and it's more and more martial law. So you can imagine if there is some real event. And, of course, again, this shooting by these individuals in San Bernardino, that's now being used as justification to come after everybody's iPhones, to demand a backdoor, to demand that Apple create software that doesn't exist. It never ends. This is what we're seeing constantly. So, yeah, nothing about that would surprise me. Thank you, Stephen. And, of course, we've got some footage right there. When we come back, I'm going to continue with what I was talking about in terms of the stalking horse. Why is Rubio there? What is behind all the overtures about Mitt Romney? We're going to take a look at that. And then we're also going to take a look at this situation in Utah where the sheriff threatens to deputize every single citizen to hold off the militarized federal government. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, David Knight. Through this hour, we're going to take some more calls. And I want to go back to this, the story that we were talking about. I mean, why is Rubio here? We pointed out the Huffington Post was laughing about his record, saying his record falls to 1-14. He's worse than the worst NFL team at this point. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty ridiculous. And you have to ask yourself, when he says you don't win by winning states, is he crazy? Is he delusional? Or is he really kind of, in an offhand way, telling us something? Is Marco Rubio a stalking horse? Now, these metaphors that we use like stalking horse, think about this. If you've ever seen the movie Jeremiah Johnson, There's one scene where the two of them are going out to hunt a grizzly, okay, the experienced hunter and the green guy at that point, Jeremiah Johnson, and they get behind a horse, and they start, they get close to where the bear is, and they're using this stalking horse technique. And they're on the other side of the horse, so when the bear looks over at them, it just sees the horse. And Jeremiah Johnson says to the guy who's showing him how to do this, he goes, wait a minute, he's going to see our legs. He says, a bear don't know how many legs a horse has got. Okay, maybe you don't know how many candidates the establishment has got. And what candidates are they hiding behind Marco Rubio? Now, let's take a look at Mitt Romney, because this is something that we broke last week. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But let's go back to September 30th of last year. Washington Post story. Mitt Romney weighs in on 2016, says Trump, quote, will not be the nominee. They go on to say Romney said he was surprised at how the election was unfolding. He said he seriously considered entering himself in what would have been his third quest for the presidency, but he decided against it back in January. Now, this was January of 2015. This is September 2015. And then he goes out and it says after he speaks to everybody, a Washington Post reporter noted the continuing calls from Romney's friends to draft him into the race, and they asked whether his answer was a definitive no. And this is what he said. He said, you know, the unavailable is always the most interesting, the most attractive. Ha, 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 he says, Romney said, laughing as he made his way out of the auditorium. There you go. So it makes him more attractive to play this cat and mouse game. Then, 2 months later, November 16th, 2015, a Romney run for president, Fox asks. So you're saying there's a chance, quote unquote? Another sign of hope that Romney might run. His use of the present tense. He says, I'm not running, rather than I will not run. See that? Romney continues to capture the imagination of at least a portion of the Republican electorate. The 2016 presidential primaries, reports Fox, their Salt Lake City establishment affiliate. Yeah, it's establishment affiliate, okay. They say it's an increasingly marginalized group whose typical moniker becomes ironic by the day. The establishment. Yeah, that's the people that he runs for. Even Fox News people in Utah point that out. They say card-carrying establishment Republican John Sununu. Of course, he was with the George H.W. Bush administration from New Hampshire, former governor there, calls Trump the big mouth and says he has no idea if Romney will run, but it could happen. It could happen. That guy is a Bush insider. He says, look, it's a crazy season. Anything is possible, said Sununu in a live interview on CNN. All right, then let's go another couple of months. We go from November then to January. January 4th, 2016, the Deseret News in Utah. Mitt Romney says he's still being asked to run for president, even by another presidential candidate. Oh, this is interesting. Very interesting. He says, you know, every day, he tells the Washington Post, every day I get calls or letters. He says, I get harangued at church. He says, oh, you've got to run. He says, look, I even had one person who was running for president. I won't tell you who. Okay. He says, that person called me and said, I hope you don't close the door. We may need you. That's a person who's running for president. That's a person who's a candidate now, a Republican. But I'm not giving it a second thought, he says. Yeah, we shall see. We shall see. So against that backdrop of every couple of months throwing the bait out there and playing coy with the public and then saying there are presidential candidates in the establishment that would really like to see him run. And, of course, they're playing this delegate game, trying to take this up to a brokered convention. And we know who the brokers want. I was listening to NPR, and they said, well, let's talk about a brokered convention. Ha, ha, ha. There are no more power brokers. And it's like, are you serious? Are you serious? I mean, just consider the source. Nationalist proletariat radio, okay? NPR. Telling us that there's no brokers at the conventions, okay? Seriously. Seriously. All right. So now we have this story that was on Infowars.com on Monday. It was by Michael Snyder, and it references what Roger Stone was saying on Friday, last Friday. Republican establishment is absolutely desperate to keep Donald Trump out of the White House. They'll do anything to do that. Say at this point, there's two different plans being put forward on how to proceed if Trump continues to roll on. One is to have Marco Rubio exit the race so that Mitt Romney can run against Trump. The other is to run a third-party candidate against Trump and Clinton in the fall, okay? Maybe like Michael Bloomberg, although that wouldn't really work out too well for them, I think. That in that situation, I think that would hurt Clinton. I don't think it would hurt Trump. But this is what Roger Stone said last Friday. He said, in a bitter fight for its life, establishment GOP leaders have decided to block Donald Trump's nomination at all costs, even if it means losing the presidency to Hillary Clinton. Now, why would they do that? Why would they do that? You know, this very first article that I had back in September, one of the things that Mitt Romney was saying to the Washington Post at the time was he said, we are harangued as the party of the rich. And, of course, he is the poster child for that. Mr. Fighting Whitey is what he looks like. If you've if you're familiar with those T-shirts, he just doesn't have the pipe there. But he says the rich have gotten richer under President Obama. Let me explain to you, in case you don't know. We've talked about this in detail about NAFTA and other things. Okay, it is not that it's Obama's policies. It's these globalist trade treaties like NAFTA that were put in by the Republicans and the Democrats. And if you go back and look at this, if you go back and look at that race, they wanted to make sure that they had a candidate, whether it was going to be George Bush, H.W. Bush, or whether it was going to be Bill Clinton. Both of them supported NAFTA. And you had the rise of Ross Perot saying, we can't do this. It will destroy the country. And he's been proven right in the 23 years that that's happened. But they would let everything else go on the margins. They had to get that through. So they made sure they had two candidates who were going to run that through regardless. Same thing happened with Mitt Romney and Obama 4 years ago. They needed somebody who was going to push through Obamacare or Romneycare because Mitt Romney had already done Obamacare in Massachusetts with Ted Kennedy. So they wanted two candidates who were going to push that through. What they want now is two candidates. If they can't get two candidates, they will close in behind Hillary Clinton because they want somebody who is going to open the borders, who's going to push through the climate treaty, who is going to push through the trade treaties that are going to destroy not only the economy of this country, but the sovereignty of this country. Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, knows that. He's been schooling Donald Trump, tutoring him on the details of the TPP because he's the only person who bothered to read it. The only person who was allowed, and only the senators and congressmen had access to look at it. They couldn't talk about it, but Senator Sessions saw it, and he's talking about it, and he's educated Donald Trump on it. And Donald Trump says not only is he going to stop that, he's going to reverse NAFTA as well. So that's what's going on here. So in the backdrop of all this, now we see that Mitt Romney is becoming increasingly visible, having more and more press conferences. And again, part of that revelation from Roger Stone was that they were going to pull up $25 million, a group of Koch brothers and other GOP millionaires and billionaires met last Thursday night to pull together $75 million to stop Trump. He said they're going to use Mitt Romney as Plan B if Rubio fails to gain traction on Super Tuesday. They gave him $25 million but said, hey, if you can't pull it through Mr. Bronze Medal, then we're going to pull the guy who has consistently lost in these presidential elections, Mitt Romney, the loser. They're going to pull up another loser as the other champion of the establishment. And so now we see that he's going to be speaking now in a public forum, University of Utah, on Thursday. The Washington Post says GOP has 2 weeks to take down Donald Trump because that is the establishment. Why would they want to take down somebody who has done the best geographically of any candidate since 1960? You've never had a GOP candidate who has won over such a broad geographical range. Usually they have a very narrow geographical power base. He's winning every demographic. He's winning every geographical area, and yet they have to take him out because he opposes these trade deals. That's the real issue. Let me give you a chance to weigh in. Let's go to some of your calls. Tim in Wyoming, go ahead. Tim, are you there? All right, let's go to Jim in West Virginia. Jim.
Hello, am I there?
Yes, you're there.
Oh, very well. Okay, I think we need to call things what they are. These primary elections are not elections. Let me explain. They are customer surveys. The
yes.
Republican Party was formed in the 1850s and incorporated in 1860. By law, a corporation must do what its owners tell it to do, not what the employees or customers tell it to do. So basically that's what explains brokered conventions, superdelegates, and everything else. They are not elections. They are customer service.
And the thing that the RNC chair, Priebus, said, they're auditioning to join us. It was pretty creepy. But it was very candid. Very candid. Amazingly candid. Yeah, go ahead. I agree with you.
From now on, yeah. I think we need to refer to both parties as the Republican Party Corporation.
Yeah. Well, this gets back to the whole thing about, you know, whether we're operating under corporate rules or whether the Constitution is still in effect. Look, we understand that they are rigging everything. We understand they're rigging these elections. We understand they completely ignore the Constitution. But let's go with the assumption that the legitimate authority, okay, is the Constitution, and we are going to enforce the legitimate authority. And I think that's the basis on which we need to proceed. We need to call their bluff on this. They've been using these things, you know, swearing obedience to the Constitution and so forth. Let's say, okay, yeah, that's right, you talk about that. That is legitimate authority, and if you're not going to obey it, you are not legitimate, and we are going to have legitimate authority. I think that's the way that we move forward. Go ahead,
because basically, very, very simply, it's we the people who have to enforce our rights,
yes,
our Constitution, turn this into a landslide, put a lot of observers at the polls, exit pollers, makes them nervous. Keep it up. Thanks.
Or thank you. Yeah, exactly. Like the story that I had about Robert Morrow, who just had a hostile takeover, and it wasn't by himself. He had 54% of the people who voted him in as the Republican chair of the Travis County GOP. That's the county here in Austin. Very important to do that. Let's take another call. And I, before I run out of time, I do want to talk about what's going on in Utah. But go ahead. Let's take one more call. Mike in South Carolina. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, David.
Hi.
I just wanted to talk about, you're talking about Rubio as a stalking horse, and I'm talking about the mainstream media absolutely trying to vilify Trump today. I'm looking at CNBC, and every story that they've got is why Trump can't be president. Trump is like a kindergartner on China. Also, unbeknownst to, nobody's made mention of it, that wholesale gasoline went up 30 cents a gallon over the weekend. It was down as low as 86 cents a gallon. Over the week on Friday, it was $1.02. It went up to $1.32, and nobody ever mentioned it. And CNBC changed their charts so that it doesn't reflect the fact that it ever went under a dollar. And also, Aubrey McClendon, the former CEO of Chesapeake Energy, supposedly just suicided himself yesterday.
Wow,
and
that's
Dr. Carson, Dr. Carson suspended his campaign. He just suspended his campaign.
He just did. Okay, I didn't see that. I don't have a news feed up here at the moment. Yeah. Well, I'm sad to see him go out. I think he did an honorable campaign. I think on pretty much everything, though, outside of Obamacare, he was really kind of out of his depth. You know, he really, I don't think, had prepared enough on a lot of different issues. But what we would hear from him in many cases was the same thing we hear from a lot of candidates. Well, I will talk to I'll get the experts around me, and I will rely on their advice. It's like, well, actually, we're looking to you for some leadership on some issues. You know, what are your core issues? Why are you running? So I'm sorry to see that happen. Everybody in the campaign was very, very pessimistic last night. He was a real nice guy, and so we wish him well. Before we go to some more phone calls, I want to talk about this situation that's going on in Utah. You know, you hear the phrase posse comitatus, and typically we think of the Posse Comitatus Act, which is an act that limits the power of the federal government to use the federal military to enact domestic policy. Think about that. We don't want a military coming into our communities. We don't want soldiers. We don't want martial law. Okay, that's why we have the Posse Comitatus Act. But what does Posse Comitatus really mean? It literally means the power of the county. The sheriff of the county would call a posse. We've all seen the westerns, right? You have the sheriff who was elected, not appointed by some kind of law enforcement bureaucracy, not appointed by some distant federal government that is as far distant geographically as the British government was geographically from the American colonies at the time of the Revolutionary War. Not as distant from us in terms of political goals as the British were from the Americans at the time of the Revolutionary War. But they did not want to have a standing military. They didn't want to have a military that was going to come in and enforce policy in the area. So law enforcement was centered around one elected official and some of his permanent deputies. But when something big would happen, they would deputize people and they would create a posse to keep the peace in the county. Okay, that was the plan. Not that we would have a permanent standing army. And you understand, I've mentioned this before. If you look at law enforcement in the United States, there are only three countries that have a larger military than the law enforcement military that we have in this country. One of them is the United States military. So we have two of the largest four militaries in the world when you look at it that way. We have the real military and we have the military of law enforcement and the military of the federal bureaucracy. Where we have even the Department of Education creating SWAT teams and coming after people for delinquent student loans. Now, against this backdrop, against the backdrop of things that we've seen at the Bundy Ranch, at Oregon, and the many other cases that we've talked about, here's one in Utah. Paiute County, Utah, the second smallest county by population in Utah, is making a lot of noise in the Western Land Movement these days. This is a story out of from Fox 13 out of Utah. It's a longtime rancher, Stanton Gleave, is at the center of a conflict that includes the county sheriff on one side, the U.S. Forest Service on the other. He wore his cowboy hat. He held up a pocket constitution as he spoke with the Rural Caucus of the Utah State Legislature on February the 12th. He said, "These federal people have no right to be here if you follow the Constitution." And the Paiute County Sheriff, Marty Gleave, said, "We're not taking no more cuts on the mountain. I'll deputize every man, woman, and child in the county to stop what's going on." Now, we're going to tell you what's going on out west when we come back. Why this is brewing. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And don't forget, we have a flash sale, 50% off on colloidal silver. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of
fire. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I want to get through this report about what's happening out in Utah and give you some more background on this. I'm going to try to get to some phone calls. I'm not sure if I can for those of you who are on the line. And real quickly, before we get back to the news, I just want to let you know about the flash sale. It's a very limited time, only 50% off. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, that's our 30 parts per million formulation, about three times stronger than most colloidal silver out there. It's one of the products that we haven't sold out of, and it's something that you can stock up on because this is not going to go bad. We have sold out of many products with our leap year sale, but we still have Silver Bullet in, and we're offering it at an unprecedented 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. This is a flash sale. It's for a limited time, only 50% off Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I was just talking about this story that Rob Jacobson showed me about this sheriff out in Utah who is upset with the Forest Service, just like others have been upset with the BLM, these different federal government agencies that are essentially militarizing the law enforcement in these areas, exceeding their authority, talking about how he is going to deputize every single man, woman, and child in the county, if necessary, to stop what they're doing to them. Understand that is the authority of the sheriff to conscript able-bodied men to assist in keeping the peace and to underscore the power of the community. That's what posse comitatus means. We had the posse comitatus Act that said the federal government will not be allowed to use the military to enact federal policies domestically, okay? Let's go back to this report, again, from Utah, the Deseret News. Back in June of 2014, this is another sheriff, Garfield County Sheriff Danny Perkins. He's talking about the frustrations that he has out there working with the BLM. He said, we have absolutely no relationship with the BLM. We've tried. They seem to want to do their own thing. They do not respect the authority of the sheriff at all. It's hard for them to accept that the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer in this county. He says, we've got many examples of abuse. And this, listen, militarization of the government agencies is a real problem, said Garfield County Commissioner Leland Pollock, who also traveled to Washington, D.C. to talk about this. He says, if this guy does something that blows up, we're all going to be on TV. This is a scary scenario, especially in rural areas. Well, the guy he's referring to is, guess who? Special Agent in Charge Dan Love. Remember that name from the Bundy Ranch standoff? Dan Love was the guy who was in charge. And they're saying that they accused him in that county in Utah of spreading a culture of dismissiveness and arrogance towards his coworkers. They say, and this is a quote from Pollock, the county commissioner, "It's created a situation where they thumb their noses at us." And this starts at the top. Starts at the top, okay? And they're talking about the anxiety over armed federal regulatory agencies is not unique to Utah. They say Representative Chris Stewart from Utah points out incidences that have happened in Los Angeles, as well as to mining operations all the way up to Alaska. He unveiled a legislation that aimed to demilitarize federal regulatory agencies, prevent them from having armed SWAT teams. He says, I understand they need to be able to protect themselves, but this goes way, way beyond that. Let's go back to the charges against Cliven Bundy when he was arrested. The New American had an article at the time, and I've been meaning to talk about this for quite some time, but so many other pieces of news come in. Cliven Bundy was charged with multiple counts of conspiracy. But what about when the court charges the BLM with conspiracy? You've got the sheriff in Clark County, who was the sheriff when this standoff was going on, talking about how the BLM lied to him. He said that in February. And then there's this situation from Chief Judge Robert C. Jones, a federal court, who charged officials of the BLM with criminal conduct engaging in a decades-long conspiracy against another Nevada rancher. Those conspiracies go unheeded, just as the crimes by Hillary Clinton go unheeded, as the FBI is manic to set up a surveillance of all iPhones. Join us tonight, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the InfoWars Nightly News.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.